From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is set to nominate Solicitor General Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court. If she's confirmed, she'll be the fourth woman to become a Supreme Court justice. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports Kagan has had a wide-ranging legal career and is a celebrated educator, although she's never been a judge.
Kagan grew up in New York, where her mother was a teacher and her father a lawyer. A star student at Princeton and Harvard Law School, she went on to clerk for the man she calls her mentor, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, whose portrait hangs over the mantel in her Justice Department office. After that, besides teaching and practicing law, she held important positions in the Clinton White House, and Mr. Clinton eventually appointed her to the Federal Appeals Court here in Washington. The Republican-controlled Senate never, however, took up her nomination, and the nomination died at the end of the Clinton presidency. Kagan then began teaching at Harvard and subsequently became dean of the law school. There she was hugely popular with students and won widespread praise for ending decades of ideological faculty feuding. In 2009, President Obama named her Solicitor General, the government's chief advocate in the Supreme Court. She was confirmed over the opposition of 31 Republican senators. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The measures agreed to by European finance ministers to stop the Greek debt crisis from spreading to other Eurozone countries are igniting European stock markets today. Larry Miller has this report on the broad surge in stocks and why it appears to be occurring.
By mid-afternoon, shares on the Paris stock market are soaring more than 9%. In London and Frankfurt, the markets are up more than 5%. Banks are leading the surge. In France, Société Générale and Crédit Agricole soared to more than 20%. In London, Barclays jumped 15%. Other banks more than 10%. Similar movement in Frankfurt by Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank. The euro is also gaining. Investors are clearly excited, even surprised, according to some analysts, by the size of the trillion-dollar weekend deal in Brussels. A strategist at Société Générale describes it as the mother of all aid plans. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The British oil company BP says it will keep trying to contain an uncontrolled oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico after icy slush near the ocean floor foiled its attempt to place a giant dome over the leak and pump the oil to tankers on the surface. Here's BP executive Doug Suttles.
We have two more options on the containment project, one we call Top Hat. It's a much, much smaller dome arrangement. The problem with the dome was actually too much water was getting in and combining with the gas and creating the ice crystals.
BP says the oil leak has cost it $350 million already, and the Associated Press reports a shareholder lawsuit against the company. This is NPR News. Iraqi security officials say at least 63 people have been killed and at least 225 wounded in a heavy morning of violence. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad that Iraqi police and army personnel were the targets in many of the attacks.
The morning began with what security officials called coordinated shooting attacks in Baghdad as gunmen raced up to Iraqi army or police checkpoints and opened fire. Separately, the homes of five policemen were targeted for bomb attacks in Fallujah, west of the capital. Four of the five exploded, wounding family members of the policemen. As the morning progressed, a double bombing in Suwayra, southwest of Baghdad, and a car bomb to the north left many more dead and wounded. Further north, members of the Kurdish Peshmerga force were killed in a car bomb at a checkpoint in Mosul. The spike in violence is adding to the anxiety in Iraq as the U.S. military prepares to reduce its presence dramatically and as Iraqi politicians struggle to form a new government in the wake of inconclusive elections back in March. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says he wants to see proof from Toyota that its pledge to improve safety and response to customer complaints is having an effect.
We will watch very carefully for improvements in safety and results in safety.
That's LaHood in Japan after meeting with the big automaker's leader. Toyota has recalled millions of cars recently over problems including unintended acceleration and faulty braking performance. LaHood says Washington will not hesitate to impose new fines on Toyota if they are needed. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.